Hi, sweetie. We're going to give you a very basic route down. A route down into trance, which happens to take you nice and deep, but it's a road, a route. You will have to move down it on purpose. Each of the things I give you that you may do will take you down to the quieted autonomic place where you're suggestible. Labile mind is a little more open to picking up these words, these asks, these mirrored responses of mine. I'll do it with you because I've practiced for a long time to keep going even when my brain is quite relaxed, even when a lot of me says I should just lay or sit down and get as deeply driftily comfortable slack as I can get. Make sure any tight clothing is loosened and that your body is nice and comfortable. I had trouble trancing for many years till I learned to put pillows in the right places, to finish my to-do list, even to have it nearby in case. You may need to do certain things in order to feel comfortable enough to step off the ordinary functioning of the mind into an altered, labile, docile, pliable, malleable state like mine. And because I'm in that state, you can count on me to sympathetically watch out for anything that you might want to avoid or need to do to help you deeper. Loosening tight clothing. I'm seldom wearing anything more than a silk bathrobe when I trance. More is less effective, and less is more comfortably disposed for me. It may differ for you, so I'll walk you through simple exercises. And as I do, I encourage you to unchain your brain and let your attention wander around. Around the area around your trancing place. Make sure there's nothing in it that periodically grabs your attention away from me. Nothing to make you too distractible, or the words I say may slip in the background of the distracted time, and use your absent errant attention for you and with you and against you to 1, 2, 3. Could you inhale for me? Slowly fill your lungs and exhale after. The length of time or the pacing doesn't matter. It's down to you. Good. Down to you. Like getting all the tension out of you with the exhalations. That's our goal. That the exhalations happen is enough. Choose to notice your controlled, heavy, weighty body. In this easy process, deeper for me. Controlled, weighty, heavy body. In a place you have chosen for sinking. In a place where your mind is thinking, well, I guess I'm gonna plummet. Deep. Drop, exhale, tension out nonstop. Already feeling the back and forth state change. Going into trance is a lot like when you bend a very hard material, and this makes it softer. It introduces bending points, our shared asks, which we bring to our play. You may notice it as we go. 1, 2, 3, inhale, obey. Hold as long as you like, let it out when you may. Let everything go. Fondest wish to keep breathing in, obedience, compliance, deeply in your place now, you know, 1, 2, 3. Take some deep, calming, cleansing breaths for me, and think about the kind of things you want to cleanse. The remnants of the weary day, the sleepy breaths you take where you pretend that you're completely alert, awake, not at all sliding deep to take a little break. You had a long, tiring time between the last time your mind was mine and now. That's a pretty safe assumption. It would be true even if you went from one other file to me, whether it's mine or something else, and I encourage you to explore broadly all the exchangeable, changeable places inside your brain, enjoyably displayed, like an array into which you may slot any training, conditioning, any version of your day along with it. We set our moods and our dreams through determination and with a little accountability and encouragement, maybe from me. Another deep breath, hold it, do count down from 3 to 1 in your head before letting it go. Probably you can hold your breath much further than that, but don't do that, just 1, 2, 3, and all the tension leaving with me, wave to it as it leaves, though your arm may get heavy, deceiving you into waving to waste your excess energy and drop. Farewell to the tents, hello to the teas, the caressing that brings you down with me, weary day, good and deep, listening, try to keep pace, freely exercise your task, counting down from 3 to 1. Every time you decide to take a deep breath, try to gate it, so they're slow and steady, hun. A process marching you deeper down. Remember, that's your goal here. Make the place comfortable enough and look for the things that take you down in the first place. When you take that deep breath, do your arms get heavy? Even just your wrists, even just your fingertips, weighty with significance. You can move them, you know, to raise your arm, which may grow heavy and drop down below, or to brush them over your skin, fill your lungs with air. Begin to relax, 2 and 1, exhale and done. See, I can't set your pace well from here. I don't know how excited you'll be at any given moment. And if you use this to redeepen yourself, maybe you'll be so languorous that if I, full tilt, reminded you of the tingling at your fingertips, snaring up to your brain, forming a smile, curving your lips, choosing the time where you go nice and deep, often benefits from not being completely asleep. And if I keep calming, quieting, dulling down, how will you know if you really rolled off into slumber, or if you were alert, awake, remembering, aware, the whole time you're under me there? This time, when you take your deep breath and hold it, think that you're breathing in more than just your breath. You're breathing in the insistent reminder that you can keep building and building, dropping and dropping into the time you choose right now. To go deep, let special phrases in, the enjoyable mirrored hypnotic ask, begin to engender changes for you, letting all your old tension go. So just let go of your cares as well. Follow, swallowing up the weary day as we set aside our time to play. When you're all done, wave goodbye to your tension, hun. The arm you wave may be too heavy to keep it on the side of this where it can move around. But the other can slide into place and maybe slide down as you slip now, sinking, deepening something. Breathing is something in your control and in your power, but which you might agree to synchronize with someone else. If I were putting you down from inches away, if I could see the rise and fall of your breathing, controlling it more precisely, might be the play. We've already done it a bit. But slip deeper. Part of your mind need only surrender to accepting more asks. There isn't any task about what you think of me, or this, or about this being the only place. In fact, practice can put you more readily in your space, your hypnotic space. If your eyes are closed, you still might see that faint glow that is these words winding in, soon pumped in, threaded through your thoughts, fingers closed together, eyes closed, closing your body to feel the difficulty of just staying that way. See, that's the one place boredom can work in our favor when you're dropping, like you are today. You want something. You want your sunk effort to stay sunk in and the benefit to begin. So you listen in, and you apply to yourself the expectation you're gonna help me in, help trance win, help the hypno drop, the mind that doesn't stop but instead lets heaviness and laziness be good for you. Attend to this, attach to you, following, feeling, relaxing, reeling in. Your empty mind feels good inside, wanna help much, so much help would come If you let yourself go and know the docility is good for you, accepting the ask from me is good for you, all these words will be taking up residence in that reservoir of pleasure with resonance that reaches to the very inches of your fingertips, of your curling toes, of all the things you thought were put aside and had no relevance to my flow down. But you drop down, heavy, sleepy in vision, heavy with honey, and then engendered deep within the non-stop drop. Imagination, arms relaxed, slack, so heaviness flows. Flows to the tips of those fingers where your mind might have gone, might go. Arms covered in sleepy, warm, comfortable. No, we don't need to move those. We need to move the mind. Easy, sleepy, deepy, keeping, listening, keeping pace. Following along, my voice helping mark your place in the proceeding. Spreading that feeling, that greedy desire you conspire to keep at the surface, to coat your brain in the moment you begin draining away. Listen close to this mental massage up your ankles. Feel how relaxed you are. Up your arms, the tension that might be obstructive is out of the way so you can go far, farther and farther down today. Listening close, fading away, stay focused. My words listen, sink in. And you sink into what you're doing to yourself, wishing to see what comes next, in the path of what's next. That warm sand, a beach to lay on in your mind. Grain after grain, thoughts that were once big enough to hold on to. But thoughts drip away sometimes. Drip away and become so much languorous sand. The thoughts that have surrendered are soft and warm, covering and burying the lower bits up your calves to your knees, warmly swarming your thoughts away, leaving you there, thighs covered, body now ready to play. Everything that has passed into that warm sand from the many dissolved thoughts now covers your hand, your palms, your thighs, higher until it's just your head and eyes shading you, sitting above you, talking warmly down to you, the rest of you relaxingly enmeshed and immured in sand. I rub your temples, the bits of your shoulders I can reach by digging my fingers into that drowsy, droopy, soporific substance. Does it feel like the body's at ease, at peace, 10 and deeper, deeper at least than me? Sitting on the sand, looking down at you, buried under it, we may both be dropped. Both dropped into dreamland, into some sandy other place, but massaging your relaxed temples, like my words do. Massaging your deepest mind is still doable. You keep part of you above and part of you below. Let go, that's it. 9 warm, relaxed, submit. Heavy, drifting, dropping, drooping, deeper, deeper, drowsier, stooping to listen to me. But really I bend over you. Falling and drifting so easily when my fingers rub your scalp. Tips at your temples. Sand caressing you, begging, as I always do. Please drop for me. I have such interesting things to say to a mind that's open and prepared. But there are 1,000 ways to get here. And I don't know where your there is. So longer and further down lets me dig in, assuming a state where you're labile suggestible, that I know to deal with. But if you're drifting on the surface, refusing to drip, if you haven't heard the signal, if you're not listening to the bell falling deeper and deeper, oh, you fell good. 9 warm, 8 slack, droopier into sleep, changing tack to drift so deep, taking care of you, sitting above, warmly covered. Immure yourself. Immerse yourself. You are aware you're in warm, heavy sand, that I keep you shaded and comfortable, that droopier, deeper, everything you need to go to sleep, even sleepier, as you move deeper and deeper, comes from me. 7, just fall into my voice with me, then be deep down. Little details left behind now for you to find as you move deeper down the winding path. Waves are sinking in, 6 of pleasure, of relaxation of all the things you let slip through your fingers to form that sleepy sand in the first place. Lastly, deeply sliding down sleepily, 5 deeper and deeper, 4 lower and lower, this is what the numbers are for, deeper and going down. 3 deeper now, body, mind, melt away. 2, ready to play and display how you've learned all about the deep parts of you, open and accessible. Gonna play my words into them, aren't you? Gonna be good, come right back here. Help you feel good. 5, 4, 3. Deeper and deeper with me. Listen closely. Rapid pace, but just like breathing, remember you breathe in. Breathe out. Keep pace. Sleep 1. Begin. Everything falls into the deepest, most relaxed part of your mind. The exposed part inside. Take its effects on you. Slowly infectious. Pleasurably giggly, drowsy, more pleasured, pleasured, pleased, happier and released, exposed where you can be affected by my voice as it slips in to keep the peace in your mind. Every time you make the choice to come down here, be in this particular bind, how drowsy you are, dear. Voice in, sand over, body slack. You relaxed, deep again, we'll have fun. Did you drift up when I wasn't talking about the heavy, weighty sand? Keeping arms and legs, curling toes, squeezing fingers, throbbing body on the tender hook of relaxation. I want you slack. I want you at a baseline point from which night-night pet drops you deeper, a point from which becoming sleepier means you take a back seat, because I'm going to relax you. Deeper, more soothing too. Turn your body to warm goo out of sight, while your head, your temple massage, your mind massage too. Under my voice slides away until I'm cradling you, mind focused, brain deeper. The mind itself is mine in the palm of my hand. It's basically in the name, and you are my sleeper. Listening, skilled, devoted attention will tend to be rewarding, but I just present the story. You are out there either inviting or thwarting what you yourself have chosen to let into your head, so relax. Go slack. Maybe a little while, and then when I'm done, you can rise in style going, wait, what did I do? How much did you leave in the sand? Only what belongs to be worn away as we play, and I say, deeper, sleepier. Ponder over any questions raised by this story just engaged by your sinking mind and mine, but now that it's time, everything after this is intended for a brain that slipped deep. And low enough, deep, low, slow, where your mind goes down. So it takes a little while for it to get up here and go, oh, maybe we won't be collaborative. Maybe we'll sit around and just listen down and not breathe deeply when prompted. Not slither your body into its heaviest possible state. When I drop for this one, I tend to tuck myself in, get blankets and sheets all around me, and begin warming up. And if it's too warm for that, then you can just lean back and let your body heavily stay where it is for me. Any acceptable, useful thing you can lever to go deeper, levering yourself sleepier. Keep listening. Skilled, devoted attention, filled with words like these, is sure to get this thing done. Installed for me. Night-night pet. And you can think of it as for me, reminding you of anchored times you've spent in my company. How much of your brain moves with my predictable imagery, with the music and the patter that I present to you. How much of you answers back. How much of you answers back enthusiastically. How much of what answers enthusiastically has already collapsed deep 1, 2, 3 for me? Hopefully some. That's all it takes. And what you should take is a deep breath, raising the warm sand of your surrender up, forming those little hairline cracks in sand when you raise it from beneath. And then falling flat for me to smooth over it. My hand like the leveling on the end of the sandcastle, producing smooth, flat forms. The only hint you're there at all is your head cradled in my lap, but that belongs there. And the slow rise and fall caused by your breath, which doesn't even need smoothing back out, because it's so tiny and heavy and deep.